This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Tonight on the Live Feed, we are joined in studio by singer-songwriter Lee Henke. Lee is in the process of releasing his second solo effort titled Captain of the Ship. Take Me to the Movies, the first single from the album, is currently available to stream, and tonight we get to hear Lee perform that song and some others from the new album. Lee also talks about the craft of songwriting, the craft of woodworking, and even gives us some listening recommendations from Lee Henke's Woodshop playlist. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Lee Henke on tonight's Live Feed. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
For sure. Well, we appreciate you being on the show. Now, you have a single that came out back in March called Take Me to the Movies. It's the first single from your full length that's going to come out this fall, right?
Yes.
Called
yes.
Captain of the Ship.
Yes.
Cool. Looking forward to that.
Me too.
So, you know, like I said before, I love your voice, you know, and it seems like you have kind of a passionate way of singing about you, you know. And then your songs kind of, it seems like there's stories behind them. Mm-hmm. Is there a story behind Take Me to the Movies?
Absolutely. I was having a really hard time with anxiety on the road. I was touring with a band for 5 years. And I was having a hard time like doing my job or even existing in the world, like to the point where I would download a list or a map of the grocery store and compare it with my list of groceries.
Oh, wow.
Figure out the fastest way in and out of the grocery store.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was starting to be like kind of an issue. And this song's kind of all about meeting a person who tells you that that's crazy and that you should enjoy yourself in the grocery store, and kind of helped me out of so many anxieties that I had. So I guess it's a love song about anxiety.
Wow.
More or less. And grocery store didn't rhyme as well as movies, so I changed it to movies because that's an equally terrifying place. So.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, can we hear it maybe?
Yeah.
I'm over the hill. I'm over the take me to the movies. Won't you show me something new and help me off my mind and tell me it's all gonna be alright. Tell me everything is fine. Tell me everything is fine. It's overdue. It's over soon, 'cause I'm still falling fast. I'm going back on what I said, running circles, trying every defense. So come on, baby, won't you take me? Just show me something new and help me off my mind and tell me it's all gonna be alright. Tell me everything is fine. Tell me everything is fine. My feet back on the ground. So come on, baby, won't you take me to the movies? won't you show me something new and help me off my mind and tell me it's all gonna be alright. Tell me everything is fine. Tell me everything is fine.
Oh, that was fantastic. I love it. I love it. That's a great tune. Are we going to hear more singles off the new album?
I am hoping so.
Okay.
We are kind of shopping the record around Nashville right now.
Okay.
Trying to figure out if somebody wants to pick it up. And if they don't, then it's going to come out like pretty quickly.
Okay.
Independently.
Right.
But yeah, just kind of trying to figure out what the best way of like serving the album is going to be. So
Yeah. Cool. Cool. And you mentioned Nashville. You went down there and then recorded it. And you went down there and recorded it with Gina Johnson. And she's worked with some pretty big names, you know, including Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born. I mean, that's some big stuff. What I'm wondering is why Nashville and how did you hook up with Gina?
I met Gina in college in Mankato, Minnesota.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like luck of the draw. We met each other, and we stayed friends. And then when I decided I wanted to make my own album, she was the first person I called. And
wow.
She's worked with so many of my favorite musicians and made some of my favorite records over the last couple of years. And I figured if I was going to do it, I was going to shoot for the stars.
Right.
So I gave her a call. And we're both super excited to work together, and she made an awesome album out of these songs. So yeah.
Cool. And you recorded it down in Nashville then, right?
Yep. We recorded at Moxie Studios, which is it's an independent studio, and it's on 20 acres of woods.
Oh, nice.
So when you're standing in like the vocal booth, you look back and you're just like kind of cantilevered over like 20 acres of woods is all you see. So it was pretty magical.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. When you're recording, do you do stuff live or do you track the guitar and vocal separate or how does it work?
This album we did 100% live.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And she knew some musicians down in Nashville that she loves and trusts. And we brought them in. And then I had a couple friends that I knew down in Nashville that I wanted their flavor on it. And,
nice.
But we tracked bass and drums and then acoustic and vocal all at once in the same room.
Nice.
So on Take Me to the Movies, there was like tons of bleed, but the performance worked. So, you know, and it felt right. So we just kind of whatever layers we wanted to add after that.
Mm-hmm.
But we really like both of us really love that live feel that you get.
Yeah.
So.
That's kind of key, isn't it, to get that feel, you know, in the song.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think I could have sang a lot of this album better, but it wouldn't have had the same feel.
Right.
And, like, it's where I come from, like, it's all about the feel.
Mm-hmm.
All about it.
Cool.
So.
Is there maybe a new song that you want to play, or an old one, or else you want to play for us?
I was thinking the album's going to be called Captain of the Ship.
Right.
So I think I'm going to play the song Captain of the Ship.
Perfect.
That works for you.
Yeah, that works. Let's hear it.
This song I wrote after the first casino gig I ever played.
Okay.
And we walked in and the promoter said, hey, you guys, normal set tonight, 6 hours, one break in the middle, and then, you know, in and out, easy show. And I said, nowhere have I ever been is 6 hours a normal set. So we decided we'd try and play every song we knew. And I think we did that like 3 times. But my way of like getting back at the promoter was to drink as much free beer as possible. So I'm pretty sure we finished. I'm not for certain we finished. And then I was told that I spent all the money I made on the gig at the poker table because I didn't have any in the morning. But I woke up to my computer screen and it had all these lyrics on it. And I read them and I was like, oh, I like those a lot. So first thing I did was Google it to make sure they were mine. And as far as I know, these are my lyrics. And I really hope it's my song completely, because it's the namesake of the album. So
cool.
Captain of the ship.
All right.
Here we go. So tired, I can hardly stay awake, but one more day driving and we'll get past Salt Lake. You called me from your hometown, told me you were going down, down to see a man who said he'd always be around. And too much day drinking, Lord, it's got me moving slow, trying to get back to somewhere I call home. Tried to say you're sorry with some merry time goodbye, like fair winds, my love, now we can finally feel alive. Till kingdom come, I'll be pressing on, trudging through the water that is bound to bring me down. 'Cause I'm the captain of the ship that's sinking in the bottle, and the only man we're saving will be wasted by tomorrow. Standing at the table with two girls to impress, one is throwing daggers and the other is pouring sweat. Strap falls down her shoulder as we try to learn the dance, and Lord, I would give anything to get out of this mess. Till kingdom come, I'll be pressing on, trudging through the waters that are bound to bring me down. 'Cause I'm the captain of the ship that's sinking in the bottle, and the only man we're saving will be wasted by tomorrow. Could kiss her like I did before, when she would call me Franklin and I'd carry her through the door. But I told her long ago I'd go as long as I could stand, and too much love can break the back of any working man. Till kingdom come, I'll be pressing on, trudging through the water that is bound to bring me down. I'm the captain of the ship that's sinking in the bottle, and the only man we're saving will be wasted by tomorrow. Till kingdom come, I'll be pressing on, trudging through the waters that are bound to bring me down. 'Cause I'm the captain of the ship that's sinking in the bottle, and the only man we're saving will be wasted by tomorrow. Yeah, the only man we're saving will be wasted by tomorrow.
Awesome. Right. Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm looking forward to this new album.
Oh,
it's going to be cool.
I cannot wait for this thing to come out.
And then, like we were talking before, you were a member of The Last Revel, another Minnesota band.
Yes.
And you left last year. I was just kind of curious, what was the reasoning behind that? Are you just pursuing something different, or how did that go down?
It all kind of stemmed from the anxiety that I was having on the road.
Okay.
I wasn't healthy.
Oh.
The specific situation we were in with The Last Revel, because there were so many like moving parts.
Right.
You're traveling with four people, sometimes five. And then with management and booking, and just there were so many moving pieces that we had to keep playing in order to like continue to survive.
Right.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. That's a totally proper way of working in the music industry. But I was just kind of burning out, and I wasn't doing my job, and I wasn't being nice to my friends, and like emotions kind of took the best of me. And when we first started talking about it, I was like, I want to quit. I want to be done. And then, we just kind of talked from there, but it took about a year and a half to try and figure out what was going to be the best solution. And,
right.
I can't imagine going through that with any other people. They were very supportive.
Nice.
It was definitely bittersweet, but,
right.
I'm much, much healthier now. And I think it's just something about like the pressure of all of it being off. It really seemed to help.
But, cool.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, and the thing is like for people like me, you know, I'm a fan, you know, now I get to hear another side of you and hear more stuff coming out. So that's, you know, it's kind of cool.
I thought I was going to be done with music. I thought I was done. I was like, I can go get a job doing carpentry or something. And then the further away from music I got, the more it kept drawing me back.
Oh, wow.
And the more songs started pouring in. So I don't think it's something I can quit.
Right.
But like I said, traveling on my own or with like one other person and kind of setting up my own tours and going at my own pace rather than you know, doing five shows a week or four shows a week or whatever. I can do two and I can go out hiking for the rest of the week or whatever.
Right.
And make enough to sustain. Kind of sustainability is what I'm going for.
So you keep your passion and love for the music alive, yet you get to kind of do, you know, what you will and what you need, right?
Yeah. I remember talking with management about it, and I was trying to explain, like, I wanted to trade the career for the lifestyle.
Okay.
It was the big thing I wanted to do. I wanted to use music as like a vehicle and as a therapy rather than like, this is, you know, the way that I survive.
So, right. Like do it.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think that's how a ton of people like succeed in the music industry is that hustle. And we did it for 5 years together. And they're tougher than I am. They are continuing on.
It's got to be a tough life.
It's tough. And it was fun. And it was like, I wouldn't trade that for the world. I had a blast. But yeah, I ran out of steam for sure.
Well, and you guys made some great stuff together. And I mean, from what we've heard so far tonight, we're going to hear some more great stuff from you. So
I'm like I said, I'm so excited to share the new music. So
cool. Yeah. Well, why don't we get to another song? What else do you have for us?
Do you mind if I play a super sad one?
Sure. Is that okay? Why not?
Last year, I left the band in June. And then I went up to Alaska and spent about a month up there just kind of running away, trying to find some kind of center. And then we got back in July and I got a phone call from home and my mom got really sick. And at that point I was kind of contemplating being done with music. And then this song, kind of hit, and I had been working on a version of this song for about a year and a half, but I didn't really know what it was, or what it meant to me. And then it just kind of, it was the perfect therapy for that moment in time.
Okay.
So that's what this one's about.
Nice.
Is kind of dealing with grief, I guess. And it's called All Your Love.
Okay.
Well, I'm not scared of dying or afraid to be alive, but there's no use denying I saw the fear flow through your eyes. Caught you in the moment when all your hope was gone. Your face lit up before me, but it darkened with the dawn, and no one would
would surrender if this was their reward. Just take one every morning. Don't you ask them what it's for. When all your love is all you are, when all your love is gone, when all your heart is searching for, but all your love is gone, it's gone. When you told me once before never to forget, now I'm forever blinded and hiding from regret. But when I squint to see, it's like looking in a mirror. And the older that I get, the more I wonder why we're here. Cause it's all just like you said, we're just waiting for the fall. But I'm still here and breathing through the sorrow of it all. All you are, when all your love is gone, when all your heart is searching for, but all your love is gone, it's gone. It's gone. When all your love is all you are, when all your love is gone, when all your heart is searching for it, but all your love is gone.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
Just... yeah.
I do have good news. My mom is doing well.
Okay, so good. That's good. Good.
Yeah, she made it through all the chemo and all the trials and radiation and all that stuff. And she's a lot tougher than we thought she was, for sure.
Okay. Good. Good news. Good news. Yeah. Great song too, you know, even though it's a sad song. It's
Yeah, I think it's like in those moments of like you're just searching for stuff. That's always been when it hits me, it's like I need that release or something. I don't know.
Right. Well, like you said, it's kind of therapeutic, and it just, you know, it probably just kind of comes through you. It seems like, you know.
Yeah, I always like to say it feels like like you're the conduit.
Right.
You don't really have anything to do with it, but it's happening.
Right.
And I always kind of feel guilty about it because it's always something like fairly traumatic or like something where I should just be like, just appreciate that. Don't capitalize on that. But at the same time, I think sharing it, how many times that I've played these things at shows and people come up and they talk about it, and it helps. I don't know. There's something powerful about it, for sure.
Yeah. Especially the sharing of it, I think, you know, I mean, that it touches the audience, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It is. So, I think you mentioned this a little bit, you know, woodworking and carpentry, you're into that kind of stuff. What kinds of things do you create in the wood shop?
Initially, I would do anything. I'd build furniture and chairs, and I've kind of been doing construction since I was a kid. My dad's a general contractor, and I've always really loved the like visual progress you can make in woodworking.
Oh, okay.
It's different than songwriting, where you step away from a song and you're like, oh, it's done, but you can't really like see the progress. And with woodworking, you can build a chair and there's a chair, you know? And,
yep.
As I was going through all this anxiety, I went and talked to somebody and they said, hey, you should get like a hobby, like do something you want to just do. That's like physical achievement. So I immediately turned to carving spoons.
Oh, wow.
And I'd never carved a spoon before. But I started carving spoons, and all of a sudden I had like 300 or 400 spoons in my little cabin in northern Wisconsin. And I thought that looked like way more insane than just being a little socially anxious. So I started selling those at shows, and they sell incredibly well. And you know, I think there's like a beautiful story behind them. And every time I get wood from like different places on the road, I collect it, and there's always a story behind that too. So
cool.
Yeah.
Do you find that there's any similarities between creating, you know, woodworking or between that and songwriting?
I definitely think so. Yeah. It's kind of the same, especially when you're like designing from scratch. That's kind of like the songwriting part, I would think. And then the performance is actually like making it come to life, you know. And I think there's the same meditative quality to it, because sometimes when you're sanding or, you know, doing something where you aren't going to cut your hand off, it's like really meditative, and you get to think about, you get to kind of drift off to wherever you want to drift off.
Okay.
And I've found that same thing with writing songs. You kind of that drifting is where you find a lot of the magic.
Yeah, so you can create in two different realms. I love that.
I feel very fortunate to be able to make a living doing those two creative things.
Right. So. Going off that, I noticed on Spotify you have the Lee Henke's Woodshop playlist, which is fantastic, by the way. I was checking it out today.
Oh, thank you.
Some of my favorite artists are on there. You know, you got Tyler Childers, you got Charlie Parr, you know, a lot of Tom Waits, stuff like that. What I'm wondering is, what else is there? Maybe someone you might listen to that might surprise people, or anything like that, or just anyone you would recommend these days that you've been into?
I just played in Milwaukee with a brand new band. They're called the Oxleys.
Okay.
And I think they'll be bigger than sliced bread. I think they're really, and they're young. They're like 21, 20, like, but they're really doing good things.
Cool.
I'm trying to think of other people I've been listening to. Raylan Baxter, I like his stuff a lot.
Okay.
Johnny Fritz, I like. He's kind of a fun singer-songwriter.
Nice.
Todd Snyder, I've been listening to a ton, but that one's probably not that surprising.
Right.
I like him. Yeah, I don't know. I've been big into podcasts lately.
Okay.
And those have been huge.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also a huge fan of AM radio.
Okay.
Because you start to hear things that you've never heard before.
Yep.
I found some pretty cool artists on there too, but I don't know. I still bottom line, all I care about is like the song.
Uh-huh.
Like if it's a good song, no matter who sings it, it should still be a good song.
Yeah.
So I'm always on the search for that too.
Well, there's a few names there that I can check out that I haven't heard, so that's cool. And then a friend of mine recently saw you at a house concert. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. What is it like to play a house concert? Like, are those fun to play, and is it different than your standard show? Or
I love them.
Okay.
I've heard mixed reviews from people, but I write songs so that I can connect with people.
Right.
Like, that connection's, like, more important than anything to me. Because I'm pouring my heart out most of the time, and being brutally honest. So when you do that in a bar situation or something like that, when no one pays attention, it kind of hurts.
Right.
But when you do it in a house show where it's like kind of a controlled listening room, you know, where everyone is there to listen to the music, otherwise they aren't there. It's really, really special. And, that one especially was really fun. Because the architect is from La Crosse. He's going to be doing the band shelter.
Oh.
He's designing the band shelter. And he does really cool architecture. So it was also like, there was a woodworking side to that one.
Okay.
Because we were in one of the houses that he built.
Nice.
And then, the atmosphere and the people, the connection to the people of the house shows, I can't get enough of them. But I am keeping myself to about 50-50. I want to still support venues.
Right.
And you know, that side of the industry as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd get bored if I just did one or the other.
Yeah.
Like solely. So, but I couldn't say enough good things about a house show.
Okay. Yeah. I, you know, and like I had said, I've, I wanted to be at that show, but I think I was working that night that my friend went. And I haven't been to a house show yet, but I'd really like to. It sounds cool. Yeah. It sounds like a really cool thing.
Yeah. They're really, really intimate. Like, I was talking to one friend who she plays a lot of them. And she said one time someone sneezed or like coughed.
Uh-huh.
And she stopped her song and she went, shh. Got a ton of laughs, but it's that kind of environment where you can hear like a pin drop.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
And really all about the music then.
It really is. Yeah. And you get to share your stories about the songs too, which is
nice.
That's always a fun thing to be able to have time and listeners for. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh man. Yeah. I got to get to one for sure. For sure. You know, speaking of house concerts, if someone wanted to book you at a house concert, how would they go about doing that?
They can visit me on my website. Just www.leehankey.com, or you can Google me and probably find me. But just reach out directly. There's a contact page, or Facebook or Instagram or any social media, really. But yeah, just give me an email, give me a shout, and we'll see if we can line it up.
So if anyone's out there listening, get Lee back to Winona. We love him here. So
that sounds great.
So where can people find out about your show dates and stuff like that? Just the website?
Yeah, you can visit my website. Otherwise, on my Spotify profile, there's a link right to my tours.
Oh, nice.
So if you're listening on Spotify or go to the website. But if you listen on Spotify, it's a perfect click and it's all right there. Otherwise, the whole tour is up on my website as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, I've been here talking with Lee Hanke. He's got a new single out, Take Me to the Movies, but that's from a full length that's coming out called Captain of the Ship. You going to play one more song for us here?
I'm going to play you one more song. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight, Lee.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. I wrote this song driving from North Carolina to Nashville, and we were trying to figure out what the last song of the album was going to be. And for some reason, I felt like I was driving home. And I live in a van. I don't live anywhere,
right.
But for some reason I felt like I was going home, and this whole song kind of poured out and lined up perfectly on that drive. So, it's called I'm Going Home.
Lie to your friend. So say you need me again. Dust off that stone, 'cause we split just like a wishing bone. And toast to the old, but bring in the new one, 'cause I'm going home. Dust off that stone,
thanks again to Lee Henke for joining us tonight on the live feed. To find out more about Lee, go to leehenke.com. For more great local and regional music, tune into the live feed every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and we've just heard from Lee Henke on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Do you love local and regional music? Find podcasts of the live feed and all your favorite KQAL shows at kqal.org. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.